obviously, in the last few months, there's been a lot of talk about balance and, you know, the patches and all this. Why do you think people are talking so much more about balance these days?
I think that there are a few factors. So one is obviously tournament leisure, tournament performance by players. And two is social media these days.
Okay.
The third one is maybe tier list or player, top players tier list, probably. Opinion. Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about them, those things individually then, right? So
yeah.
First, you said, why are people talking more about balance these days? Tournament results.
Tournament results, yeah.
Yeah. But we don't really even have tournaments these days.
Not only these days. Maybe but after
in general, EGFA. I guess, yeah.
Yeah, in general, yeah. So I think that the Twitch Tekken World Tour is the probably that's the official league, yeah. So probably like many people watch the event, and then that's where maybe they learn Tekken watching videos, right? So they see a top character who are being used in top 16, top 8, of course, and then they're considered top characters, and then it is obvious that we don't see all the 40 characters. So yeah. That's where people kind of getting learn about tier list.
They learn about the game, the balance, and all stuff from watching the tournament results. You know, totally random, separate idea. But I was streaming last night, and some guy came in my chat and said, "Man, without the TWT, I'm really missing Tekken. Like, I can't really get into the game as much." And I was like, "Wow, the tournament has so much impact." You know, I didn't realize. And I told him, you know, a couple years ago, we didn't even have the TWT. Like, you would not have been interested in Tekken at all. So the TWT is just amazing, right? So another reason you said people.
Actually, you know, I feel like there is one little factor that is related to the TWT is that nowadays it's totally online days, right?
Right.
So back in offline days, let me arcade, people watch Twitch, but still there are offline community who shares about character, right? But these days you literally communicate tier or the Tekken only online, so you get affected by majority maybe, but on the other hand, you go arcade or offline community, then you know you can avoid playing against like top tier characters maybe, or maybe you wanna show your skill, like the character loyalty maybe, the mix of setups that is created by only you, that is cool, yeah.
Yeah,
so
very
people
cool.
People spend more time on their thing offline, I think. Yeah.
So you're talking about when you're talking about that, you're talking about before we really started really moving online with the games, right? Like you're talking like Tekken 6 days or something. You know, once we had online and Tekken Tag 2 and stuff, people are like doing stuff online. But I feel like I know where you're coming from, but I think a lot of people watching this will not understand what you mean by that, right? They feel like I do that myself right now.
You
know, before when you had like an arcade scene, you would go there and be like different people like, all right, I'm gonna show these guys this new thing I got because people haven't seen, right? And everyone wasn't watching Twitch all the time. Like there were YouTube videos, but it wasn't nearly to the level it is now. Like, right now, if you go on Twitch, there's like thousands of people watching Tekken, right? Same thing on YouTube, tons of videos now. There weren't content creators before. There weren't streamers right?
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
You know, like you were lucky if you had like Gosu Tekken, you know, ripping errors from commentating some random match from Korea that LD Maxi filmed on a camera or something, right?
And
like that was the only content that existed back then. But in that time for us, the discovery period of the game was so different, you know, and you know, deciding which characters were top tier, you didn't really know. You didn't really get these giant global competitions where all these top players are traveling to the same place regularly.
So
you're right. Tournament results and, you know, viewership on like Twitch and Twitter and everything has really changed the game, right? And then you mentioned social media as well for, you know, people talking about game balance. Want to talk a little bit more about that?
So social media is the very, like, is to get, you know, the place where people get easy access, and then so, you know, that is also just where we communicate, right? So you know, people post their opinion, and then but I noticed that there are more people who complain about the balance than people who talk about this, like, hey, this game is fine, okay, whatever, yeah.
I never tweeting again.
Two factors, I think. Again, like the whole Tekken players, like who people who bought Tekken, like 4 million people, right. 4 million people. Mm-hmm. They are just they don't share their opinion because maybe they like the way already the game, mm-hmm. yeah. And then also the second is that the reason is that the people who are like complain, it's not like actual complaint because they just show their opinion, right?
Sure.
But it's very small. It is obviously it's a very still small percentage of whole Tekken 4 million people, right? So it just looks like, seems like these guys are more talking than these guys.
Mm.
That's why it looks like it matters. It's a thing on social media. But I think that the fact is that I think that like in anything, in general, people who like things, you know, like anything, you know, like any games, any maybe computer, maybe any product,
mm-hmm.
if they like it, they just don't post it because they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But people who have like negative opinion, of course, let's say I don't like this kind of product, maybe this kind of porn, then I would complain as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like...
So do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing, though?
I think that it's a good thing, but they have to understand that they are very, very minority, and then also they have to understand Namco's intention as well.
Mm.
So a Namco intention, speaking of this, I think that we don't know Namco intention for sure. One thing is that we don't know they are going to make Tekken esports game.
Yeah.
Right? Tekken Elder Tour has been only 3 years. 2 years?
Two and a half? Something like that. I don't even know.
Tekken has been more than 20 years, right?
Yes.
But Tekken World Tour, with a very small price compared to other esports, it has only 3 years, so we don't know their goal with the esports thing. Then second is that they should satisfy majority.
Yeah. Because you said there's like 4 million people playing the game, etc.
Yeah, which means the character diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Character specialty, character concept, and then the goal, you know, Panda has to be fun, maybe. Something like that. So this is very complex. We have to consider all the factors.
Yeah, no, I love that you brought up, you know, that Tekken has only been an esports thing for a few years now, but Tekken, the franchise, has existed forever, right? So they're still very new to this, right? Namco is at least, Bandai Namco is, in terms of bringing Tekken to this competitive kind of state. You know, I think a lot of people forget that this game currently gets patched a lot now. You know, this is something that, you know, people aren't, you know, super happy about in some instances. Because a lot of people want the game to stay the same and just kind of roll with it. But on the other side of development, you know, if you have this development team that, I saw Harada talk about this, where, you know, he's like, how do you keep a development team motivated? Like, they've been working on Tekken 7 for like 3 years, you know? How do they come to work and be like, yeah, I can't wait to work on Tekken 7 again, you know? Like, you have to say like, now it's season 3, you know? And I think a lot of developers, when they want to put out a new game, they want to go like, well, I made Tekken 7, that's on my resume. And then I made Tekken 8, and it's on my resume. But now it's like, I made Tekken 7 season 1, and then I made Tekken 7 season 2, and I made Tekken 7 season 3. It's like, did you make any other games? No, just Tekken 7 season 1, 2, 3, you know? So it's hard to manage that, right? But I think that the game's in a good place, and, you know, we'll see where that goes. But social media, you mentioned, you know, the vocal minority, you know, kind of being so small. And it's important to remember how small they are, right? And I think a lot of times that when you see it on social media, it seems like this much bigger deal than it is. And I think that a lot of people, they buy into it. And I think the problem I have with it is that when you have a vocal minority, it influences people who don't know anything about it, and it changes the general like view of something, right? So in my eyes, you know, when people were very unhappy after Leroy, as they should have been, you know, and all those patches, etc., you know, they were just getting more and more upset, which is understandable, right? But when they put out those bad vibes on social media, people who don't follow Tekken, who still follow them for other reasons somewhere, right? They start saying like, wow, look at all the Tekken players are unhappy. You know, and that's what it seems like, even though it's that small, small minority. And everyone else who is happy, like you said, they aren't saying anything, right? Because they're fine with the game as is. So it ends up being this thing where you know, the broader people across the FTC or whatever who are like in this loop, they're like, yeah, Tekken's really bad, you know, because that's all they hear, you know, and so it spreads to all these larger populations and the 4 million people. They're like, wow, is this game bad now? I haven't really been playing. I bought it when it came out, but now there's all these patches. It must be bad. I'm not gonna play it anymore, you know. So I think people gotta, you know, be a little bit careful with how they criticize the game. You know, like it's fine to have criticisms. I never, people like complain about me saying that, like, hey, you can't tell people not have criticism. You can have criticism. Just be critical in like a way that you're not saying like this game is trash or whatever, because that kind of stuff, that's just toxic. You're not helping anything. You're not pointing the game in the right direction.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, this is kind of quite different than, you know, probably the people who talk, you know, like that, they probably must have consumed this game a lot, must have played a lot.
Say that.
That doesn't mean consume. I say consume. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, they must have consumed this game a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean it has to get respected, maybe.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Like, let's say you consume maybe one game, like huge, like heavily, yeah? Mm-hmm. But let's say you reach all Tekken God Prime with all the characters.
Okay.
Then you say
like
that,
the main man. Go on.
then you saying like, there's nothing else to do in this game. This game sucks. It doesn't make sense because you consume it a lot.
Right. I got you.
Like everything. Mm-hmm. So I think that the character balance, talking as well, looks like same way, maybe similar way.
A lot of people have played the game a ton. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Another thing you said, so we said tournament results influence, you know, why people talk about balance so much. Social media and how that works, basically why people talk about so much. You also mentioned tier list and top players.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So tier list is like, it's not tier list. I like seeing tier list. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so maybe, okay, it's not tier list, but I think like people tend to respect too much of the opinion of top players. So again, top players would be like 0.0000001% of the whole score. Right? Maybe me.
Yeah, you're
actually very. Yeah, maybe I'm very super crazy heavy player who consume all the characters, all the frames, and then who say this game offline sucks. That's me, you know. I don't even play the arcade mode. That's shitty mode for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have to understand that people like that too. People want to know the story. I don't want to know a story. I don't give a shit. Yeah. But I don't have a right, you know. Nothing. I have nothing to say about it.
I like
because
it.
What?
I'm a casual, bro. Leave me alone.
Yeah. So, also the tier list, that's very minority as well, again. And the second reason is that the characters works differently on the on different level, different, others a different rank, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, Hakunami is super good, but lower level probably not, because lower level easy tools like such as throw, such as like simple normal Kazumi factory down backfall, maybe low dragon tail as well, because they don't know how to punish you well.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so low might be better character than Hakunami in lower rank. Yeah, also Mishima, I think Mishima is super good, but Mishima requires a lot of work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So stronger level, like higher level, higher rank, Mishima better, but lower rank, Mishima is worse, of course.
Right.
But so the thing is that you have the majority are still the lower rank, maybe. Right. Green rank, I'd say maybe green rank, or popularities are green rank, yellow rank, mm-hmm. even probably lower than yellow rank, to be honest.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So my opinion, like Tekken got this rank, you know, who compete, who travel all the world, my opinion shouldn't get respected for the game balance or game intention, I think.
Your opinion should not be looked at. Is that what you're saying? For the majority of the game?
Kind of.
For the majority of the players, I guess, right? Because you're saying...
Yeah. For the majority...
Yeah. If I'm understanding you correctly, you're saying that your opinion for tiers doesn't actually matter because it doesn't apply to the majority of players who play the game, because they are all at a much lower rank. And at that lower rank, the tiers are very different than at your level of the game.
Yeah. And then, oh, to be specific, I remember this interview that Harada had 3 years ago. It's even before Tekken Tag 2, maybe, that he got complaints a lot from you know, from beginners that they think AD is too good because all he does, all AD does is just like 3, 4, 3, 4, 3 plus 4 kick mm-hmm. all day. Yeah. And then the animation looks totally the same for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he said. This
right,
is
it's just
kind
kicks,
of
man. Just match the kicks, dude. That's all he
yeah,
got
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So top tier kick. List, yeah. So yeah, the tier list for you, it depends on the on your level, on the player's level.
Hmm. That's cool, man. Because, you know, tier lists get a lot of traction. So basically, your tier list suck for the majority of people. But I should make a tier list because my level would be good, right? Everyone would be like, yeah, all right, that applies to me. Rip's trash. All right, I got it. I got to make a tier list. I got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you got to make it. Yeah,
I got to do it, yeah. All right, let's see. So we talked about a lot of stuff, man. We talked about, you know, the how you define which characters are strong or weak in a game, you know, based on the system of the game. We talked about why you should balance a game, you know, tournament viability. We talked about why people are talking about balance so much these days. You know, but when you take all those things into account, you know, how do you actually end up picking a character?
Me or like, someone I would else. Recommend someone else. I would recommend, of course, easy character, like efficient characters.
Easy, efficient character. That's what you think people should do.
Yeah. For example, who have like easy command input maybe? Mm-hmm. Like Lars or Paul, Low maybe. Eddie, maybe not, but you know.
I mean, he's easy, bro. Right. So Harada's top tier, bottom level. But I mean, like, how do you? What are the things you break down? I guess for like players, you know, like let's talk about you yourself, right?
Okay.
Like, if you had to pick a character, you know, how would you do it?
If I pick my character.
Yeah.
So I think that if like experienced players when they have to pick a character, then they have to consider their player tendency, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say first of all, you have to know that your style, of course. You if you prefer being defensive or you know, or you wanna go just attack. For example, to speak me, mm-hmm. I play very defensive in any game. Like, you know, Tekken, I play very safe. And sure. Then also, I was playing League, but my main was like mid lane. Also, Karthus, Anivia, who does just farming all day.
So League of Legends, and, you play super safe, too, right? You're not even trying to fight people. You're just trying to get all the little minions and get your gold.
Yeah. So that's my tendency. So speaking of this, maybe I should pick a character who have got more fundamental moves, maybe, and then
interesting. So you think that player tendency and playing to your own strengths is how is like the number one thing you should look at when you pick a character. So for example, with me, and I didn't even know that this was a strength of mine until I realized it playing a lot of different games, but I love characters that can zone, right? So in like zoning in 2D games, it's like when you just throw a bunch of projectiles and play far away from the opponent. Don't let them even get close, right? Play keep out all day. It's one of my favorite things to do, right? So like in Tekken, the way I translate that is with timeout situations. You know, if I have a life lead, I'm very comfortable, right? I know how to play away from people and prevent people from coming in at me. So for me, that would be my strength, right? So, you know, and I'm trying to think of that for me in other genres. Man, I don't even have any idea. Like, I've been playing a lot of Valorant lately. You know, it's a shooting game. I'm totally new to it. But, like, I don't think that I do that. I feel like sometimes I just go crazy. I just go, like, I'm just going to run in and start shooting things, you know? But other times, I'm like, all right, I'm going to be very patient. I'm just going to sit and wait in this corner. And, like, they're going to come out of that spot eventually. And when they do, I'm going to be ready.
Yeah.
I mean, what about your characters, right? Like, I mean, obviously, you know, for Heihachi and Dragunov, right? Like, those are two, like, how do you kind of decide between those two? And like, especially with Heihachi, right? Because you could have picked any Mishima. Like, why Heihachi?
That's the question I get a lot. So it is also about player tendency. I think that, to be honest, if we only talk about the tier list, like between Mishimas, I think, then I think that Heihachi is probably worst, maybe, I think. Yeah.
You think he's the bottom tier Mishima?
Yeah.
Damn, you're a low tier hero with your Mishima Hayachi out there, huh?
I pretty much he's the worst, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
But this is also about player tendency being safe or zoning. Yeah, right. I like that too. And then maybe patient as well. So, so Hayashi's a character. You know, he lacks of like he lacks of a strong mid or low move. Mm-hmm. So my player tendency says, hey JD, you shouldn't do that. Okay, but Hayashi himself, naturally, he isn't supposed to do that as well, like no middle attack, right? So I do more spacing, electric, safe, down forward, one forward, four, this kind of long game, right? But Kazuya and Davidson, they require to do more risky mix-ups. But me as a person, myself, I hear that this person tell me, you stop, please stop, stop, yeah? But I pick Kazuya and Davidson, I want to help it because this is hella funny, hella fun, yeah?
Wow.
And then I see, yeah, but I see that, I see the, like people, you know, punish me and then I'm like, I shouldn't do that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Yeah. So this is player tendency. If you want to go, if you want to take risk, but also you are good at, you want to have fun, be like being offensive or pressure with the wave there, then definitely you have to play the original Kazuya.
Interesting. So if you think, even though Hayachi is a lower tier character out of the Mishimas, you are better with him and he suits you better because when you have those other characters, they make you do riskier things because that's your player tendency with those better characters. And it makes you a worse player overall.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So, and then also, mm-hmm. and then Hayachi has got more tools that give myself plus frame by 4-4. Or for 3-4, which is actually not that good, but anyway.
it's a launcher now, right?
But I guess it anyway. So he has been this kind of character back in Tekken 6, right?
Right.
So I like him.
No, it's just so interesting, right? Because that means that even if a character is considered top tier at your level, it might not suit you, the player, that character's style. Right, so you have to pick a character that is what people consider a good character, and also one that fits the way you want to play the game. Right, that's interesting. That's very interesting.
Well, I mean, of course, you can practice if you think others are better, but you know, we are just talking about the tendency, or
right.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's obviously interesting too, like how to pick a character, because I think the only time that we had this exception, again, going back to Evo Japan 2020 when everyone picked Leroy, right? It's the only time where it's like, well, this character is clearly so good, you have to pick this character if you're trying to compete, right? Like, we haven't really had that in Tekken in a long, long time, you know?
I
think, like, the last time we actually had it was in Tekken 5.0, or maybe Tekken 4 even. I think even in Tekken 5.0, there's a variety of dumb, broken characters. Like Steve, Brian, et cetera, right? Nina.
Yeah.
So I think it was only Tekken 4 where it was the last time we saw it this bad, right? But I think right now we're nowhere near where Evo Japan was. But obviously, Book, he did it, right? He was known as a Jin player.
Oh, yeah.
But he came to Evo Japan. He picked Leroy because that's what he had to do. Mm-hmm. A lot of people picked Leroy in that tournament. Book ended up winning the tournament. But I feel like this is kind of like the Olympic swimming thing we started talking about originally, where, you know, there's 200 world records that got broken after that new swimsuit came out. And then they're like, hey, wait a second, that's whack. So they banned it, right? And instead of us banning it, we nerf Leroy now, right? So what happens, though, is that you look at all those things that happen, you put a little asterisk next to you, like, oh, well, you won, but asterisk, you know, you wanted Leroy.
Yeah.
You know, you broke those world records in the swimming, but asterisk, you were wearing that cheater swimsuit, you know? So it kind of sucks because you want to get the W, but you also don't want that asterisk, I feel like. But if you're playing for a lot of money or something, $250,000 on the line or something, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, and then, you know, everybody was like, I was in Evo Japan, you know. Oh, you are too, yeah. But 50 or 60 players, like, playing Leroy, yeah.
I was surprised. And then,
I was surprised too, actually. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't know, like, people wanted to win this much. Like,
exactly. You know? Dude, honestly, when we were at Evo Japan, I was hanging out with Logan, who's from, he's a Street Fighter commentator, right? So I was hanging out with Logan and Tate Steve, and he asked me before the day happened, he said, like, how many Leroys do you think we're going to get in top 8? And I said, this is before the tournament started. And I said, like, honestly, I think we're probably only gonna get like two. And I said, I think I think that Tekken players are very loyal to their characters. That's what I said. Yeah, and instead,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We had Evil Japan. It was like Leroy. I was like, wow, this is very surprising. So, you know, we were all caught off guard by that. And I was, and the most surprising thing to me about it was how many players from Japan picked Leroy. I just, for some reason, I just didn't have that that view that, you know, the Japan community was so invested in just picking the top tier character, you know? So it really caught me off guard.
But I didn't actually, you know, I didn't know that as well. But I also think that Leroy, so it's all same characters, but it also based on the player tendency too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So you play Leroy, I mean, of course, strong character, but Leroy is supposed to be supposed to take risky. He has to go attack more because he has got short range quiet, but his mix is quite strong. I mean, super good. But so defensive players, they are not actually good with Leroy like me because I will pick safe option naturally.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
You gotta be willing to take some risk with that character, even though he's so good, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what's so interesting about it is that Book was the guy who ended up winning, right? Because when he was, when he is a Jin player, right? When he's known as a Jin player, though, he's one of the parry Jins, right? He's one of the better parry And then you get this character, Leroy, who has one of the best parries in the game. This is a good combination. This player tendency lined up with this top tier character. You know, and Jin has to do his hell sweep, too. He's used to taking that kind of a risk. You know, he knows when to do it.
And
he's got this hell sweep with Leroy. So a lot of those character similarities lined up, I think. And you saw Book win it, right? So even though there were 60-something Leroys or whatever the number was, Book was the one that ends up winning because the character lined up with the player tendency best, I think. So I think that's pretty interesting. Anything else you want to mention? I think we covered a lot here today about game balance. We talked about, like, okay, so let's recap. So we talked about, you know, balance competitively. Obviously, people always can take whatever advantage they can get, right? We talked right now about, you know, how you should pick a character. We said pick something that lines up with your tendencies as a player, and you're not going to know that until you kind of explore a little bit, right, within the game or within other games to kind of understand yourself better, right? We said, you know, what makes a good character, what makes a character strong, what makes a character weak, right? We listed off all things in Tekken 7, you know, it's like stuff like damage, you know, risk reward options, you know, energy expenditure versus efficiency, etc., etc., right? Each of the individual system mechanics like hop kicks and low parries, etc. Then we talked about why we should balance stuff. You know, should stuff be, should every character be viable in tournament? You know, we kind of agree on most of those things, I think. You know, should all the characters have the same tools? No. and then, you know, we talked about, you know, how people talk about balance now these days. Anything else you want to talk about game balance in general? We cover everything?
I think that as a player, I feel like I have to follow Namco's direction anyway. I think. Like, I'm a player. Any development. So we have to understand their direction or intention first, and then also I don't like Pyot being super heavy consumer player of this game, you know, little bit, because I also feel kind of bored when you talk about content, like Tekken content in the game.
Okay.
Well, you know, also I know that I'm aware of the fact that I'm very, this small portion, tiny portion. And then, oh, this one thing, I forgot to talk about it, that this is also very new to me, that actually Namco patches quite often. So I really don't know how I think about this, because this is good, because new Tekken comes out like very often. It's good, right? But on the other hand, we never had this quite patch before Tekken 7. So at the same time, I feel like we don't have time to enjoy one character or even like level character maybe. Dude, I really like original Leroy because he was stupid good. It's just fun, yeah?
I liked it too. I don't think anyone didn't like it except for everyone who had to play against Leroy, you know?
Also, there are some people actually, when Leroy first came out, there are also some people who didn't even try Leroy because they like the design, but they don't like team being super, super good. So they are waiting for patch. Yeah.
Let me ask you this then. You know, obviously, Falkenbrunn is out. He's got a lot of hurt box issues, which may or may not be intentional. You know, kind of like how Bears have problems.
I wouldn't call it issue.
You think that's intentional?
I mean, we don't know that. That's the thing.
Okay. But I'm asking what you think, though. Do you think that his that combos and strings should miss on him like they do right now?
That's the intention, probably.
Yeah. So you think that's intentional? Yeah. So, you, like, because you know how Bears have weird combos you have to do on them sometimes, or, you know, but so obviously Falkenbrunn is a taller character. He's got a little petite waist and everything. So a lot of people should miss on him, right?
Yeah.
So that's interesting because I have the same kind of idea. You know, there was a Lucky Chloe combo just came out from her changes, back one launcher. She can do the same combo on every character, but in Falkenbrunn, it doesn't work. But she knows that. And so, you know, this player Pit Viper posted a tweet where she showed that you could do this other combo instead. So this raises, you know, matchup awareness sort of deal. I don't know how much of it they're going to change. I hope they change it.
But
do you think that his character is going to be majorly nerfed? Because you said that you think, just like Arsenal Nash, that he's the best character in the game. Do you think that they're going to majorly nerf Falkenbrunn?
I think that, actually, to be honest, I think, this is very difficult. I don't want to see him change it, to be honest.
I don't want to see him change.
First of all, I don't like the fact that they just change too often.
I agree.
They change like in 2 months or 3 months after the release. I really don't think this is good for game.
I think most of us want the game to stay the same for longer periods of time, right? So I think the problem is, you know, when Leroy came out and they didn't patch it well, and then they needed to make another patch for it, you know, and so they had to keep on going through that cycle, right? But I think right now we're reaching a point where everything is solid again. Leroy, I think, still needs a little bit of tweaks. Falkenbrunn, if you guys are right, because I don't have enough Falkenbrunn experience, but if you guys are right, I think Falkenbrunn needs to get nerfed again and soon so that we can keep the game steady longer afterwards. You know what I mean? So if Falkenbrunn is the best character in the game, I think we should change him now.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, but I also got a small idea that why would we only talk about top characters? What about like bad characters, worst characters?
They're fine.
That's the thing. I mean, that's the thing. If we want patch from the patch that changed with Falkenbrunn, then also there might be opinion. There must be opinion who said, dude, Armor King has to get buffed, you know?
Right, I mean, there's a lot of things about this. So first of all, specifically about Tekken, right?
Yeah.
Harada already said this latest patch that came out, their game balancing, they're working from home, etc. They haven't figured it all out yet. You know, this is part one of their changes. More changes are coming. And in this patch, they buffed Eliza, Gigas, Katarina, Lucky Chloe, right? So a lot of the characters that people think are lower tier, they buffed up, right? So personally, like, I think that it's cool, you know, but I don't think that really changes anything, right? Like, if this is what they changed for Gigas, like, does this mean Gigas is now a top tier character? You know, I don't think that really helped out much, right? Like, sure, it gives those players some new stuff to play with, you know?
Yeah,
but when I think back to the changes that we used to get from, like, Tekken 5 to Tekken 5 DR, you know, it's like one or two new moves per character and then some minor changes. Otherwise, the game is mainly the same. And I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I think people like Tekken 7. And I think that it shows in the sales and everything, right? So I think that we don't need to change the game that drastically. If people want that much change, it's just because they're getting bored of it, which is fine. It's understandable. It's been the same game, quote unquote, for a long time. You know, so I think Tekken is in an interesting place right now. We'll see what they want to do with it. Balance-wise, more changes are coming, unfortunately. Like I think all of us don't want... we'd all prefer all the changes come at once and just stay with the game for a long time, right? We don't want to get a new patch every month that has, here's three more character changes, here's three more character changes. You know, we don't want that. We want more at once and leave it stay longer. I think that's what everyone wants. All right. So that about wraps things up here today, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode on Game Balance. Of course, I'm Rip. This is JDCR. You can follow us down below. If you guys have any suggestions for other topics you might want to hear us talk about, make sure you leave that in the comments down below. Make sure you guys subscribe to the channel, ring the bell for the notifications, turn that thing to all, not personalized. Anything else you want to say, JD, before we go?
Thank you for watching.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, man. That one was hard.
That one was hard, man. Controversial.
Yeah. Very hard. A lot of stuff to talk about now. We could talk about that one forever.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's the real problem.